Hello, everyone. Connor here.
And Gabe.
Welcome back to Science Unscripted. Look, Gabe and I have masks on, and they're made of cloth, and there are holes in that cloth that will let virus through. If you want a face mask that doesn't, it is unbelievable what you have to do to create a material that stops a virus.
To get a sense of what you have to do, we went to a company where the machines are made that makes the material. Come with us and meet Detlef Frey, head of research and development at the Riefenhäuser Company.
Detlef, I'm looking at a huge machine with, it looks like sandpaper is rolling and then spaghetti noodles are being blown on it. What is this thing?
They are not spaghetti noodles, so we are melting polymer and blown very fine filaments down to a wonderful product, which is urgently needed nowadays in our COVID situation.
And there's wind blowing around in there. How fast is that wind moving?
The wind is close to sonic speed, so about 300 meters per second.
Connor, it's too loud here.
Yeah. It is loud.
Can we please go somewhere else and conduct this interview?
We'll go to the office.
Detlef, come on, let's go.
Science Unscripted.
Okay, that's better. Now, where were we?
You just mentioned that you have air jets blowing at 300 meters a second, aimed at melted plastic to create these tiny filaments. Why? What's happening there, and why do they have to be so thin?
Nowadays, we are looking for filter. And those filters are there more or less also to filter those viruses out of the air that you breathe in. So to catch those ones, you need to have more or less like a sieve. And this sieve has pore sizes in the range of maybe 8 micrometers.
8 micrometers. Can you get, I don't know how big that is.
Compared to my human hair.
Human hair.
Can you give me a sense of how big 8 micrometers is?
Human hair has a size of about maybe like 60 micrometers. Why we cannot go smaller? In those hole sizes? Well, it's quite easy. If you use those face masks, what is the first target of this face mask? It's of course to catch the virus. And the second one is, you should still survive, that you can still breathe.
What kind of masks are you trying to make here? Is this the N95 quality? Are we talking the FFP3?
Yeah.
Where are we at here?
This machine is flexible and can produce from N95 up to FFP2 and FFP3 as well, and also some HEPA style. In case, what we are doing nowadays, since we dedicated our lab equipment here for the production of face masks, we are doing the standard N95.
One thing I'm confused about, there's this big talk, especially right at the beginning of the coronavirus outbreak, countries didn't have enough face masks because so much of the production had been outsourced. Mm-hmm. How many companies in Germany can produce this kind of material, the stuff that you're making right now? The material that ultimately creates the masks.
I don't have the right number in my head. In the moment, we are talking about like 5 or 6 companies maximum.
And you guys here are making the machines that make that material?
We are doing the machines, yes. We are selling those machines worldwide.
And how many companies can do that in Germany?
In Germany, 2.
Wow. Let's just walk through the process to make sure I've understood. You have, it looked like a vacuum tube, sucking up all these plastic polymer pellets. They get melted, they get blown at a high wind speed, and then the kind of melted strands layer up on top of each other, and then they go somewhere else. Is that mostly right?
For this, we are taking polymer, as you mentioned, yes, and we are heating those ones up to a viscosity that this one is close to water. And, as I mentioned, we are creating then speeds of the air of maybe like 300 meters per second. Doing so, we would achieve not the fiber size that we intended to do so. Indeed, we need fiber speeds, theoretical fiber speeds, they are by far higher than the maximum air speeds.
How high?
How high? We are coming close to the speed of the ISS around turning over the Earth.
So the International Space Station, you achieve?
Yes, it's close to 30,000 kilometers per hour.
So the only way to make a mask like your masks, or material like your masks, is to blow the melted polymers at the speed of the International Space Station. That's the way to do it.
You could do it in the other way, but then you will lose performance, or you will pay more money to produce those ones. So this is the most economic way to produce the protective clothing for the face mask, yes.
And that was Detlef Frey, head of R&D at Riefenhäuser.
Yeah, and one thing he did when we were leaving, he leaned out of the upper window to yell down to us one last fact, and it's this. If you took one of those strands that's involved in those face masks and wrapped it around the world at the equator, it would weigh 7 grams. That's about the same as 3 pennies.
Couple of coins.
Science Unscripted.